The Lord has declared that missionary work is the responsibility of all who follow Him. Members of the Lord's Church can, by the goodness of their lives and the strength of their testimonies, share the gospel message and help prepare family members, friends, and other acquaintances who are not Latter-day Saints to be taught by the full-time missionaries. Sherry Call sings, "A Secret I Can't Keep."
I have a secret that I just can't keep. I have a light that I cannot turn out. I have a face that wears a constant smile. And people ask me what this smile is about. Somebody loves me and knows my name. And I'm filled with joy that I can't contain. Somebody loves me the way that I am. And it's something I just can't keep all to myself. It's not the kind of love that falls apart. It's not the kind of love that fades away. My name is written on a perfect heart. And I have been saved by amazing grace. Somebody loves me and knows my name. And I'm filled with joy that I can't contain. Somebody loves me the way that I am. And it's something I just can't keep all to myself. It's the worst kept secret in town. It's like keeping the sun from a room with 50 windows. And I don't even want to try to pull the shutters down. This love is all around me. I have a secret that I just can't keep. I have a light that I cannot turn out. I wake each morning with a heart so full, and every night I fall asleep so sound. Somebody loves me and knows my name, and I'm filled with joy that I can't contain. Somebody loves me the way that I am, and it's something I just can't keep all to myself. Somebody
When we experience the blessings of gospel living, we naturally want to share those blessings with others. Hilary Weeks sings, "Raise Your Voice."
take the darkest night and turn it to day. I'll forever praise his name.
After his resurrection, the Lord commanded his disciples to go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 15 and 16, we read, "If it so be that you should labor all your days in crying repentance unto this people, and bring, save it be, one soul unto me, how great shall be your joy with him in the kingdom of my Father. And now if your joy will be great with one soul that you have brought unto me into the kingdom of my Father, how great will be your joy if you should bring many souls unto me." Felicia Wolf sings, "The Olive Tree."
Words of peace, oh.
In fulfillment of the Lord's command, able young men in the church have a duty to prepare spiritually, physically, and emotionally to serve as full-time missionaries. Single women and mature couples also have the opportunity to serve full-time missions. Your mission is something you will always remember fondly, worth any sacrifice you may have to make. The sacred powers available to those who are ordained of God and sent forth can only be exercised by those who are purified and cleansed from all sin. Todd Michael Schwartzman sings, "I Will Be Ready."
There is a battle raging all across the earth, fought by fearless souls who know what truth is worth. The Lord is gathering an army in His name to be the witnesses who bear the gospel flame. And I will be ready. I will be ready to listen when He whispers to my soul. I will live purely, so I will be worthy, prepared when He calls for me to call. Faithful and steady, I will be ready. Time for worthy soldiers to rise. They stand unyielding with conviction in their eyes. The Lord is harvesting the noble and the strong to be the laborers who move His work along. And I will be ready. I will be when He whispers to my soul. I will live purely, so I will be worthy, prepared when He calls for me to go. Faithful and steady, I will be ready.
The ultimate goal of missionary work in the church is to invite all the inhabitants of the earth to come unto Christ. 6 billion people throughout the world are waiting to hear the message of the restored gospel. We are the people so blessed with the charge and responsibility to carry forth that invitation and message. One young man spoke to his bishop about his fear that he would not be able to learn the discussions or teach the gospel. He perceived himself as a poor representative of the Lord. Moses, Jeremiah, Enoch, and others had feelings of inadequacy about their callings. The Lord promised them, however, that He would strengthen them and give them the words that they should say. Kenneth Cope sings, "I Will Not Be Still."
I've never been the kind to testify. I don't have the words His truth deserves. But it's a simple thing He asks, a worthy heart and willing hands. He says if I'll make the choice, He'll help me find my voice. He calls me to serve and I cannot fail Him. The one who has given me all that I have, I place my trust in Him alone. He knows the yearnings of my soul. Because He believes in me, I will go willingly. How can I keep this gift to myself when I can live somebody else? I am a witness of His miracles and His mercy. I put my future in His hands, knowing He's made me all I am. When I put my faith in Him, the truth begins to speak. His power is real. It moves me until I will not be still. Lifting the hands that hang down in sorrow, strengthening knees that bend in despair, reaching the hopeless hearts who do not know His love, seeing their lives begin to change. I know I'll never be the same. How can I keep this gift to myself when I can live somebody else? I'll be a witness of His miracles and His mercy. I put my future in His hands, knowing He's made me all I am. I put my faith in Him and truth begins to speak. His power is real. It moves me until I will not be still. His power is real. I trust in His will. I will not be still.
The prophet Joseph Smith stated, "It is through the medium of the sacrifice of all earthly things that men do actually know that they are doing the things that are well-pleasing in the sight of God." The thought of giving up something we dearly treasure can be difficult, even painful. Yet the Lord abundantly compensates for any sacrifice. Mormon wrote, "Perfect love casteth out all fear." When prospective missionaries learn of life's purpose and of the Lord's love, they gain the courage to act in spite of fears. In so doing, they learn the fears were an illusion, a creation of their minds. The Lord repeatedly assures missionaries that He will give them strength to succeed in the face of obstacles. "He that trembleth under my power shall be made strong, and shall bring forth fruits of praise and wisdom." David Kimball sings, "Send Me."
Somebody said this day would come, but I never thought it would. Somebody said that I'd feel this way, but I never thought I could. Now my soul is yearning, there's a fire that's burning. The truth never felt so right and so good. There's a light inside that's leading me on, and a voice that's calling my name. And for all I believe, I will go where it leads, put my life in heaven's hands. I know I can, here I am, send me.
President Spencer W. Kimball said, "There is a spiritual adventure in doing missionary work. To embark on a mission, as so many know, involves many of the same emotions as embarking on some high adventure. Excitement, some anxiety, perhaps a touch of fear. In missionary work, we take a step into the unknown. Perhaps we go to a faraway land with a strange culture. We are required to live continually with a companion we have never met before. And the essence of missionary work is meeting and talking to new people, bearing testimony of marvelous and wondrous things that they may find odd. In publicly taking such a stance, we place ourselves at risk of being mocked or scorned. Such is the nature of an adventure. And like many other adventures, we will talk fondly of it the rest of our lives. Peter Breinholt sings, "The Call I Hear."
See that little hill on the side of the town? Go on up and climb it and turn back around. Catch your breath at miles and miles of fields, and you'd feel safe there. And there alone you kneel and you feel indeed. You wanna go and help every soul that you see. You wanna go and share what you know inside, and show you love them. Out beyond this home so dear, there's another call I hear. And the river turns to sea, and the stars smile back at inside now, and the home that I believe in. And I remember days when we laughed so hard. We walked along the roads in the country so far. I remember children and sounds in the streets, and we belonged there. And then a broken man in his house one day, he said he wasn't sure if he knew how to pray. Then he tried and said what's in his heart, so pure and easy. Slowly turn around and see, there's a part of them. Birds are flying home through the hills above the storm, and I know that I should follow, but it's hard to say goodbye. And the river turns to sea, and the stars smile back at me, and all the butterflies are gone now, but it's time to come.
Though missionaries must continue their best efforts to find persons to teach, President Gordon B. Hinckley declared that the better way is through the members of the church. He asked each of us to give our very best efforts to assisting missionaries in finding persons to teach. He also asked that each stake president and each bishop accept full responsibility and accountability for the finding and friendshipping of investigators within their units. President Hinckley also invoked the blessings of the Lord upon each of us in meeting the tremendous challenge that is ours. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the brightest light and the only hope for this darkened world. Wherefore, as Nephi teaches, we must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope and a love of God and of all men. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square perform Called to Serve.
Called to serve Him, heavenly King of glory, chosen heir to witness for His name. Far and wide we tell the Father's story, far and wide His love proclaim.